The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Hunter ceiling fans. They provide consistent comfort all year round and also help reduce energy costs. Right now, save big on Hunter ceiling fans when you shop at Menards. View our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans today on Menards.com. Plus, our weekly flyer with plenty more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The song, the shows is out back then.
I don't remember that show either.
I remember California Dream because it was a knockoff of Saved by the Bell. Yeah, I just remember, they have a band. Saved by the Bell in a band.
Yep,
if you put them all in a band, that's what you had, dog.
Basically.
Saved by the Bell.
Who was California High? That's what it was called?
The 90s.
California Dream.
90s TV shows never made sense as far as like friend groups. It was the most random. Like, they were trying to be inclusive, you know what I mean? But it was just and the gangs, like, these gangs didn't make, every gang is racist.
Yeah.
But in the 90s, you'd have, like, a random Asian, white dude, a Mexican, just random-ass gangs.
Uh-huh. Scorpions.
with a crazy name.
The Scorpions.
Stupid Johnny.
T-Rex, get him. Like, what? Yeah. So random.
Street Toughs.
I remember when that 70s show came on and they had, what was Wilder Valderrama's? Mad
Fez.
Random.
Fez.
Fez. Fez yes. was the most random. I don't know if he was Latino or Indian on that show. What was he supposed
to
be?
Latino.
He was supposed to be Latino on that show?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't watch that show.
I never really knew because of his accent. Yeah. I never heard him speak another language.
I think he was Middle Eastern, wasn't he?
No. I don't know.
No? He didn't sound
Latino. He's been a swelling.
In real life, right.
So
I thought he was playing that like a Latin because I remember one episode when Mila Kunis when she kissed him and she's like, you know how when he rolls his R's when he talks, he does that in your mouth.
Oh wow!
I was like, whoa! All right.
A lot of languages roll the R though. Yeah. It's not just Latino specific, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I assumed he was playing.
You speak Armenian, Latin. Right?
I speak Armenian.
Did they roll the R's in? No.
He had to do it just to figure it out. I've been doing this my whole life. Let me see.
No.
We don't do that.
They say Fez.
Chewbacca's Armenian.
From,
that's crazy.
He's from Home Island within.
Thankfully, they're both hairy.
Which is an Australian Indian Ocean territory.
Where's he from?
So, Southeast Asia.
Come on, man.
So it was really all over the place as far as like.
Is that even a real place?
I don't. Well, it just says.
Well, that's how it was in the
70s. Fez is from a home island within the Cocos Keeling Islands.
Hmm. So he's supposed to be Southeast Indian.
So what was the casting for that? We need
you.
I bet you they had no idea he was any type of Latino. I bet you he came in and did the accent. Thank you very much. Did all that good stuff. And I'm sure
he went in there and made that choice
for
his audition. They was like, because you know they never know what they're really looking for.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And then he came in and did that. We was like, yo, let's call him back.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it just stuck. And so ambiguous, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Ethnically ambiguous in that show?
Because I always thought he was some type of Indian on that show or something like that. Indonesian, maybe?
Yeah. Something. That was a funny show, though.
That's yeah, hell yeah. Red used to kill me.
You dumbass.
Red was hell. Oh, dude.
He was great in
so
that.
So good.
He's great.
RoboCop, man.
Yeah, man. when he came out the goop.
No, he didn't come out the goop.
He didn't come out the goop. That was the dude.
Who was that? Oh, the dude came out there.
Yeah. Did you guys see that viral video? It was like years ago where they replaced the scenes of RoboCop and he's just shooting guys' dicks off.
Bro, what was that?
I don't even know what it was, but it was high budget.
Somebody sent it to me and I was like,
spoof.
What is this? Everybody had their penises out.
Yeah,
it was
it's
so
literally dudes
weird.
That are naked, they're just out and he's shooting them off and they're exploding in the video.
What?
It's it insane. So
it starts off as like a real thing.
Yeah, it looks legit. Like it's movie quality parody.
Your guys' algorithm is weird.
No, somebody sent it to me.
I know exactly the algorithm.
That was before the algorithm.
They were like, look at this. And I was like, what?
It's not like yesterday.
It's like 10 years old.
I'm glad I missed this.
Yeah. Hmm?
I'm glad.
I was like, what is the purpose? Like, yeah, I never finished it.
It was funny.
I was
just like, how many dicks you guys see get shot?
At least 10, 15 pieces.
And it was like, boom, boom. And I was like, okay, I thought it, like, at first you see the first one, you're like, oh, they're just, his dick is just out.
Nope.
Yeah. And then you're like, wait, this is just, and I was just like, all right.
It was like the Funnier Die era.
And they used RoboCop?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so Yeah,
they had the full, like, suit. Like, it's a very legit looking parody.
It was very funny, though.
So Lorena Bobbitt.
Didn't somebody get shot in the nuts in RoboCop?
Yeah, through the dress.
Yeah.
I think that's
He just shot. Yeah.
I think that's where the parody goes from. Right. It's like.
He was holding her hostage. Uh-huh. She had a long dress on. And
in the alley.
RoboCop was traumatizing.
Oh, yeah. And we saw that I saw it at 10. Yeah, I was
younger than that. When did it come out?
87.
Okay, wow. So then I saw the second one. Yeah.
The second one was traumatizing.
That
too.
Was the one with the big.
That was this.
He had that face.
That kid was wild as hell. He was a child.
Yeah.
And a junkie and a killer.
They had a lot of problems.
Detroit, baby.
Casting that.
Detroit.
Because of
Detroit had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
They almost had to either take him out or change the rating.
He was wild. I was like, yo.
He was doing some wild stuff. We are back with another episode of Daddy Issue. I was late today.
Yeah.
Put it in me, Tony. Put it in me.
Look at the cage. Notice how my cash is always ready.
Yeah.
Ain't no bullshit, horseshit ass excuses.
And it's a single, so you know where you've been.
Yeah.
You know. Was that too bad? Was that supposed to be me? There's
a couple of y'all ain't never get your cash together.
Yeah.
So he's got Venmo. Cash on you when you know you might be late.
You guys take Venmo?
Craig, that's Craig.
Has anybody put a paper check in there? Sorry, guys.
Not yet. They'd be like, what's the cash app? Nah, man. Yeah. Cash.
Put it in.
That's free park.
Cold hard.
We got Jack Jr. and Jeremiah's filling in for Craig in DC. This is Jack Jr.'s debut on Daddy Issue.
First welcome, time. Bro.
First Thank time.
You. Yeah,
welcome.
He got kids.
Yeah, I got a lot of kids.
Yeah, how many kids you got?
I just had one. I have one on the way.
Oh, wow.
So I got two stepkids, two I made, and I have one on the way.
Nice, man. So
I don't know you got the one on the way. Congrats, man.
You got four in the possible out here.
Yeah, shooting it up.
Yeah.
Shooting the club up.
He going raw.
Congrats.
Good time.
Yeah. You having a boy or girl? You know yet.
A boy.
Yeah.
A boy, yeah.
So what's the ratio?
All boys.
All boys?
All boys.
My God. Yeah.
Wow.
And I want a girl, but she doesn't want one, so we're looking for volunteers.
Dang, all boys.
All boys.
Okay.
You all boys too, huh?
Yeah, two boys. Two boys and a vasectomy.
Yeah, all of you.
I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, you got a vasectomy?
Yeah, I got a vasectomy.
You guys have vasectomies too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm thinking about getting one, but I was wondering if it changed your like.
Nothing changed.
Nothing.
Like, you know, remember in Austin Powers when he lost his mojo?
Yeah.
I was thinking, nothing
happened. I still got the mojo, man. I got the cross mojination.
Okay. The cross mojination.
Changed nothing.
Did it hurt? What was the process?
I felt nothing.
Nothing.
Other than the shot.
I had a bad experience, so don't listen to me.
Well, tell your story, man.
Yeah.
I don't think that I was numbed up enough.
Oh.
So I was feeling it while it was happening. And I was being dumb, and I was doing a reaction video recording myself like while it was happening.
Oh, my God.
And I decided to look down, and I saw inside my sack.
Oh.
And I passed out.
Oh, good. I mean, good, though.
I passed
Did
out.
You get the video of the Did pass you? Out?
Uh-huh. It's on my YouTube. It's so stupid. It's me.
That's awesome.
So when you
but my arm stayed up.
Oh, it stayed up.
Like
my
muscle
arm
memory?
Was the last thing to go.
Jeremiah was, they were like, what a great actor.
When did you come back?
It was like 15 seconds later.
Oh.
It was like 15 to 30 seconds later, but they turned my phone off, and then I came to, I was like, where's my phone? I started recording it, and then like I was all like, you know, you get flushed.
Wild.
What did you see?
What did I see?
Like your tubage? What's in there?
Oh, it looks like it looks like red yarn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks like red spaghetti noodles.
No way. Is that a white just for white people?
No. Yeah, it's pink for me. Yeah.
I would not even remotely look. I would look at all the paperwork on the wall.
Yeah.
Get your screening.
Oh, so you're awake.
Yeah, the whole time.
Time. Question.
Not so, Jeremiah.
So, two people have told me this. Did they tape your penis to your chest?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
They didn't tape mine. They put a towel on mine to weigh down.
Okay, no, someone said that. They tape it. If your penis is too big, they tape it.
That's true.
Mine is little.
I don't know.
Stupid.
Clearly mine is little. There's no tape.
He's like, no, Tony, you're fine. Don't worry about it. Good. Right. You're good. You sure you don't want to tape it? Tony brought his own duct tape.
Sure the tape. Yeah. We don't need it, sir.
It's just like this on the balls.
He's pulling different tape out. It starts off with duct tape, then it goes to scotch tape.
Tony's dick was like, I'm just gonna go inside. Yeah. Don't worry about me, guys.
You said to the, who told you to the chest, though? That's ridiculous.
To the chest? I think it was Craig.
Oh, that makes sense that he would say that.
Yeah. Yo, my chest.
Yeah, damn, they taped it to something.
Yeah, it felt like it was.
Did you say, yo, I'm feeling this?
You know when you're in such pain where you're like, I guess this is normal. You're not like, you're not saying, like, you can't articulate. Like, yeah. You're in pain. Like, stop. I was just like. Like it felt like they were pulling on me. Yeah.
This is your balls.
Yeah. I know.
Oh. This is the epitome of male
when you
graze
your balls, it hurts. Imagine that.
Oh. Yeah.
Sucking the yarn out of you.
It was
rough. Damn. Fuck. Oh. Yeah, Jeremiah watched his balls just get unraveled. No worry, buddy. This is
Jeremiah got the horror story on.
Yeah,
it's like a baseball when you hit it and falls apart.
Oh yeah, the tethering. Yeah. I've talked to so many guys about it, and I'm the rare case for sure. Yeah.
My brother was the rare.
You're the first one I've heard that it was hurting.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
My two brothers,
Kyron, my youngest brother, because he got it first. And he was like, mine hurt.
Really?
Because I guess they didn't numb him right or whatever. Yeah. And he was like,
He didn't say nothing either?
He ain't going to say nothing.
Stop trying to take the pain, fellas. When it hurts, let them know.
Well, because they'll tell you, like, you might feel some discomfort, right? I mean, if you never
done it. How much discomfort we talk? Because I'm like, yo, this is really hurting. Because I'm vocal. Even at the dentist, I'd be like, yo, man, did y'all run me up?
Dude, I just got a colonoscopy, and they put me in a thing called Twilight.
Uh-huh.
It's not like you're not out, but you're kind of like, you're just kind of like that.
Right before they
wrap it up. And dude,
how big was this thing they put it in?
I didn't see it, but the weird thing was like
you
I was
laying
like,
on your side.
I was fading out like this, and then she goes, "All right, Alex, are you ready?" And I said, "Hold up."
I said,
"Who's Alex?" And I said, "If you're gonna go in there, call me by my first name."
Yeah.
But I went in. I suggest you guys go. I'm not even 40 yet, but I went just because my sisters had some things in there. Yeah. So like, I had a couple of polyps, a couple of cancerous stuff. They took it out. So,
yeah. I got an appointment April.
Man. It really feels like the best way I can describe it is like you're taking a really big shit and like,
okay.
And it's going the other way.
Coming
in.
You're like, it's just like,
yeah.
And you're not knocked out. Like, you're aware. And there's a camera too to show you like what's happening. Like,
that's dope.
You're just kind of like,
is that me? You get to watch inside your butthole?
Yeah. They put a selfie stick in your butt.
You know what movie showed me the process of that? Was Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler. Yeah.
In the
beginning, he was getting one.
Oh, no way.
And I was like, oh, that's what it's like. Mm. So I scheduled an appointment for that.
Yeah,
I want them to go in there.
Yeah, you gotta go to
clean it up.
Yeah,
I mean, you gotta know what's going on.
I lost like 10 pounds because the day before the whole process before you do it, you can't really eat anything.
Okay,
and then the day before you don't eat nothing.
Oh wow!
So like I was just like, I'm so scared. I take headshots that day.
Like, this is the time.
This is the time.
Damn!
How many days can you not eat?
So like one day you can't eat. They make you drink this big liquid like this, and it's full with some taste like it's gross. But the days before, you're not supposed to eat really any solids or anything. So like, you just kind of like have salads. And
I can smoothies?
So you eat smoothies.
Oh, okay.
And then the day of, it's just this water.
Okay. Oh, it's easy.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then you go in there, and then as soon as I ate, I go, give me some snacks. And they give me some Cheez-Its.
And no pain, though. Just shoving.
No pain, just shoving.
Shoving. Okay.
It's like pressure?
Pressure.
Yeah, I can deal with that.
If I did the vasectomy, I could do pressure.
Yeah.
But it don't hurt.
It didn't hurt.
Okay.
But you're not allowed to... drive home. They make sure someone's there to pick you up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you're like you're really high. Like I don't know. It's called Twilight.
Okay. Oh,
they Twilight you.
Damn, I got to scrounge somebody.
Can I get some
of
that Twilight?
Yeah, right. Literally,
Twilight.
I got a colonoscopy today and tomorrow.
I'm looking for
the weird thing was the room was just like there was like 50 people in there. Like, it was just like one after the other after the other after the other.
Oh, people just coming in.
It takes 15 minutes.
I imagine a hostel where everybody's ass is up.
So we're all walking out in wheelchairs.
Oh,
it was pretty creepy. My wife said, "How do you feel?" I said, "Bitch, I'm hungry."
As soon as you came out, yeah,
I got to go. I went to Danny's right
well,
away.
Well, now it makes what you call it that much funnier. What's it, Eddie Murphy, Eddie Professional? He's like, "What do you think? You run an asshole by the car wash?" It sounds like it. If it's 50 people, yeah, it sounds like
you do. Right. You do.
Just rotate people.
It was
people
a lot.
In.
It was a lot of people. Out, though it makes me feel more.
But it felt safe. Good to get checked. Like, and
yeah, yeah, and yours came back good.
It came. So I had 5 polyps. 3 were like nothing. Uh-huh. 1 was like I don't know. They said it was like a, I don't know what it was, but it was a polyp, but it wasn't cancerous. 1 was pre-cancerous. They said they took it out. And I have to go every 5 years now.
What causes the polyps, do they say?
What is a polyp?
I don't know. It's just like something.
It's a little growth, right? Inside your anus.
Yeah,
right?
Something's growing there.
You can get polyps in your throat, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Stomach.
In hurts. Your where?
In your throat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can get them on your vocal cords, and then you have to get them fried off later, and then you have to get a surgery. Fried.
Yeah,
like,
I actually
if you sing, like, if you don't sing right, then you can get polyps on your vocal cords.
Yes. Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I've learned so much today about inside my body.
Yeah, you should shake your butt, man.
I will.
You, what do you eat? What do you eat?
Meat. Man, I do eat meat.
Oh, you don't eat meat. Oh, yeah. You're still vegan, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Does that
yeah.
determine how many polyps you get?
Yeah,
well,
man.
No, well, like red meat especially is yeah. like.
I don't do red meat, though.
What's
bacon count as?
I got to get checked. White. Then. I love
oh, yes.
yeah. Hey,
Tony, you looking. I haven't seen you in a minute.
I'll be.
You're hot, bro.
McGee.
You're hot. You just eat smoothies?
You're hot, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're so hot,
too.
Bro. You walked in, I was like, damn, where's Tony at?
Is he coming?
Yeah.
But I've been wanting to do that for a while.
You should do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been like, all right.
You feel so much better as soon as you get out of there. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah. I've been wanting to do a colon cleanse anyway. So I was like, can I double up on it? Can you clean me out while you're in
enema,
there?
What's it called?
Enema. I thought it was an
enema? No. No,
so when they look and they don't do an enema as well?
No, they just
I would
they show the camera.
Get,
and
oh, yeah.
They
yeah,
show
I, mean, the, like, I would assume
double
you're
whammy.
In there. Get it all out.
Yeah.
No,
you're
double
in there.
They
can
show
I
a
get
cat.
The full package with the
right. yeah. He's like, yo, double fist me.
No, yeah. Like,
they
get
threw,
it,
they
threw
a camera. Out. They threw a camera and right. they burn all the bad stuff. They said.
But they don't what, like wash after? Like
they
spray the wall down?
I was in Twilight. They might have. I don't know.
I'm like, if you're in there, I don't want you to go twice.
I might not have been somewhere else.
I want the full,
you like,
the full
clean me out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Rinse me out.
I want
man.
The full detail.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, detail.
You need a wax, a coating, a
right.
finish.
Yeah. Turtle wax, all that.
Yeah. The shiny finish.
Armor, the shiny finish. Yeah. Bro.
But you know what's
new
know,
rims?
The more,
I was everything.
I was feeling insecure going in there. So I remember when I went in there, I shaved. I like, I went put cologne back there. I was
yeah.
trying to make. I didn't want to like
for
walk
sure.
in there. Like,
did the guy go like, "Oh my God, you have a beautiful butt."
That was a woman.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Like, pristine.
If you think I'm
butthole,
going
yeah.
in there with a dirty booty hole, you are mistaken.
You gonna shave it all in there?
Man, I'm shaving. I'm rinsing, yeah. washing.
You're hairier than everything. People think.
I left notes.
Well, I get hair randomly.
Yeah.
So like my back is hairy.
Yeah.
But
nobody would know. But I lived with you for
yeah,
a while.
My back is fuzzy.
Oh really?
It's like thin fuzz.
Thin fuzz.
Yeah. My back is like your fro.
No.
If
way.
I let it just get buck wild.
Yeah. I got like small patches on my back.
Yeah.
But my chest is. Forget about it.
Super hairy?
It's like
Robin Williams.
It's so hairy.
Robin Williams.
I don't have anybody here,
man,
bro.
That's not me. Yeah.
I got little in the pits. The bush. Crazy.
The bush.
Yeah. yeah. You know, when I let it go.
Bush.
That's it. The bush. Yeah.
Guys get bushing, right?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
So they call it something else?
The twiggin.
Yeah.
The twiggin.
And then I am pretty hairless, bros. It's terrible. I always wanted to be like the hairy guy.
I'll tell you what you guys don't want to do. You don't want to gamble on your health. But if you do want to gamble, use DraftKings, you know? Huh?
Yeah.
And that I
mm-hmm. anybody?
Right, guys.
Looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58?
Mmm.
And you want DraftKings. DraftKings has you covered. Your sportsbook have you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly.
Yeah, that's good money right
gifts.
There.
That's $5 to $200?
That's good
hell
money.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's good money right there.
Come on, baby. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code ISSUES. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with the code ISSUES. The crown is yours.
Mm.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
I don't know why.
What's that number?
Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. That's HOPENY. Or text HOPE-NY
In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 887-8977 or visit ccpg.org.
Okay.
Please play responsibly. Don't gamble the crib, okay? Don't gamble your cars or your children.
Right. I lost the house.
Don't gamble.
They got the tuition on the line for the kid.
Please don't. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus gets expired 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football or for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Eligibility is a tough word.
Woo.
Mm-hmm. You nailed it.
It almost got me.
That's a tough word, eligibility. That was really good.
That was really good.
Thank you.
And the font was really small. The font?
Oh, yeah. Man, Craig be late. Craig, when Craig doesn't read, bro,
he
pulled out his glasses.
Craig. Oh,
yeah.
He be blowing it up.
I can't even get mine to be that big. Craig be like, this one word covers the whole screen.
Bonus bets.
He's been on the Apple Vision Pros just to do the
advertising.
Crazy. When it's his turn, he like sits up straight.
Oh, it is a process,
man.
And then he be like,
he's like,
yep. Y'all watching the Super Bowl? This is your team, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, who's? Oh, yeah,
Kansas,
he's from
Kansas
there.
He's like a legit fan. He's Kansas from there.
Yeah, he's from there. Yeah.
Are you we'll more see. Football or another sport ranks higher, or is it?
More football.
More football?
My dad follows baseball. Close to.
He's a Royals
like,
fan?
Yeah. But my brother and my dad are like diehard Chiefs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about college, though?
Missouri,
college? KU?
I mean, my sister went to KU, so we will watch like KU basketball sometimes. Mm-hmm. Basketball is way
Rock
bigger.
Rock Hart,
J-Hot? Yeah. That's way bigger in Kansas than the football team's all right some years, but they're usually not.
Because I feel like in certain towns, like college sports matters more.
Oh, yeah. Kansas is big on supporting. Like KU, like, you'll see a lot of Jayhawk stuff like all over, just like with Kansas City. Like
out there, every time I go out there, they be
big support.
Yeah,
big
for sure.
Support.
I want to say it's the same for Michigan.
Yeah.
Oh, Michigan State.
That makes sense.
Michigan, there's a lot of Michigan.
We love our pro teams, but those two teams probably
on the nationwide tip too. Yeah. I see a lot of
it's
Michigan
college.
Stuff.
You got merch in Target is Michigan.
Yeah.
You got merch
everywhere.
But they just won off of the championship football.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Just
congrats.
Won.
Congrats.
Oh, thanks.
Congrats, man. You did so good.
I didn't mean to bring it up.
I wanted Detroit in that Super Bowl.
Woo, me too.
Oh, man. I mean, I did.
I would have preferred Kansas City playing Detroit. I mean, we've already faced the Niners.
Yeah.
And Detroit.
Detroit beat Kansas City the first game of the season.
Yeah. Chiefs are going to win.
Would have been good.
That would have been.
You said the Chiefs would have won?
Are going to win.
Oh, are they going to win? Choosing
to win for sure.
It's hard to go against Mahomes.
It's hard to go against Mahomes.
No,
you got to shoot him in the head.
This year, I'm thinking this was going to happen. You remember that kiss and when they came out of the Navy? And I think Taylor Swift and Kelce are going to have a really magical Super Bowl kiss. And that's why they're going to win.
Oh, man. Everything for that moment.
You're one of those people who think the NFL is rigged.
The conspiracy.
Yeah. No, just this year.
What's funny is everybody who's saying that, I was like, you guys realize KC's been in the AFC champs for 6 years in a row. Way before.
I know, but they lost a lot of good players.
Way before Travis started
they
clapping
lost a lot
them
of
flat
good
cheeks. they're so flat. Everybody knows that, right? But before that, they've been good for years. Like, it's not about Taylor Swift. Yeah. They've been good for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Since he got there.
But who do you think the NFL wants to win?
Kansas City, definitely.
The NFL.
Well, he's the face of the league. So of course they want to.
I heard Taylor Swift is the face of the league.
Yeah, she's gonna come out and be the surprise for Usher on this halftime show.
Usher's gonna be pissed.
I'm just kidding. Y'all pissed off. Be like,
oh, Usher would kick her off the stage.
Put her in some roller
skates. You got it bad.
Try this, bitch.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift. She just got
punch her in the stomach.
She got like four of them joints.
Hey man, I really did not know how popular she was. Yeah. I didn't know she was.
Oh really?
I had no idea until she started taking over the
she
NFL.
She could run for president and have a decent chance at winning.
I'm not even joking.
Yeah,
she's
been
famous
for a while though. Like, but did you guys know that some of the songs? I didn't know she. I'm like, oh, I like that song. I had no idea it was her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because it was like I never purposely listened to her until like last year.
Yeah.
With that anti-hero song. And I liked it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, this song was good.
Yeah.
So I've been missing out, huh? Yeah. But I never went further in, but I was just like, all
right. And she started out as a country singer, right? Wasn't she a country singer?
She switched genres a lot over the years, yeah.
Oh, wow.
She was country.
Mm-hmm. She sold out. Huh? I wonder if country people be like, she sold out. Because that's how we view like people that start off in R&B and then they switch up like Pink.
Yeah,
like, oh, you left us, huh? Just get on and now look at
she did leave
Post Malone.
She did.
Post Malone. So, Post Malone was a rapper.
He came in. It was like semi-rapping, but it was mad it was urban. Like, and then now, where you at, Post?
Yeah, now it's all.
You used us, huh?
I grew up in the church. And people would be like, you went secular on us.
Now you're singing about sin. Look at you, 40 kids.
You wanted that money, didn't you? Those material possessions.
The possessions.
What's funny, though, is with R&B, though, almost everybody starts in church.
Right.
Of course. Everyone.
Every origin story.
That's where you get good at singing.
Right.
That's where you get good. And then they'd be like, all right.
That's because when you're a kid, they'd go ahead. When you're good or bad, they filter out. Go ahead, baby. Sing for the Lord. He don't get a solo.
But it'd be so much talent, though. Like, our choir had, like, them girls could, they, like, the boys is always, like, mid. Yeah. But the girls, we'd be like, damn. Because it'd be a new one. Like, every, you know, new crop would come through. She'd be like, can I try? You're like, all right, go. You're like, God damn. And like, they'd just be good. Everybody just be good.
I was the only boy alto in my choir. Yeah, it was all these girl altos. And I was like, hey.
Did you get your solos, though?
Oh, I got the solos.
You got the solos?
Yeah.
Oh, you do have a good voice.
Yeah, you do.
He did the Justin Timberlake impression, right?
He got the album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You did several solos? Did you enjoy it?
I would do, I liked it.
Yeah?
Sing something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sing Mama.
He said, sing something.
Do it. Justin Timberlake.
Oh, that's one of my least favorite Justin Timberlake
songs. What's a good one?
Which song?
Let's see.
Which one did you say? Did you say
he said Senorita? Senorita.
It's Senorita.
All right. Senorita.
No.
I'm standing for you. I'm you.
Wow.
I'm doing the things that you want me to.
Titty.
Titty. Super Bowl.
Jeremiah really out here, man.
Can't be summer love.
That sounds good. See.
Yeah.
What you call is really good off the 2020.
Dude, Mears.
That whole album's good.
I love the 2020.
2020 is his best one to me.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
That's his best one. Then
I'm gonna go with Justified.
Then Justified hit.
Justified
hit. But 2020 was really, really good. And then it just after that, it
don't know. I can't relate.
What would he have after that, man? Nah, he did 2020. He did Man in the Woods after, kind of.
Yeah.
And then he did Man in the Woods. Mm-hmm.
He's about to go on. I know. I didn't like that
Man
album
in the Woods
too much.
Tanked.
He's about to go on tour, and I think he's gonna put out a new album. I think he just put out a new single. I think
he was just on SNL with Toby.
Uh huh.
Yeah, NSYNC gonna get back together?
They'll tease it, but I don't think he really wants to do it like that.
Didn't they do a tour or no?
No, they did one song.
They keep hinting at it. They did it on the new Trolls soundtrack. He got everybody back together.
But they did voiceover, like the background. They didn't really sing, did they?
I mean,
it was
all him. And
did they ever really sing? Did they all have like solo parts before?
Oh,
like,
JC was the leader.
Yeah. They have good voices. Uh-huh. Yeah,
they do.
Sure. So JC was the leader and then Timberlake just kaboomed?
Basically.
Was that because of Britney or before Britney?
Nah,
I don't think it was because of Britney.
It's always because of Swift.
Because this power couple, and then you're like, oh,
what's funny is like I didn't want to give them groups credit back when they were out, like when I was a kid, because I was so like R&B, but I was like, my boys could sing. I was like, I remember, what's his name, did that song with Black, Bring It On To Me. And I was like, this is one of the best.
That was JC.
And I was like, huh.
Yeah.
Did not know.
JT's done some nice good collabs. T.I., different stuff over you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Justin Timberlake got a sound from, what's that group?
Timberland.
It's Timberland, but the group that Timberland had. Yeah. Static Major. Yeah. The group that Timberland had, but Static Major was in it. Was it Player?
Player, yes.
If you listen to their songs and their early Justin Timberlake, just alike.
It was everything
exactly
that they didn't do.
That Cheers to You was fire.
Cheers to You.
Yeah.
I don't remember that
super fire.
I remember that group either.
I don't remember. Yeah, I remember.
They're like low key.
You remember Drew Hill? Drew Hill?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Sure. That's my second favorite group.
Drew Hill.
Yeah.
112.
Oh, yeah. 112. Ooh, you like 112?
112, Drew Hill, and Boyz II Men are my three favorite groups.
Damn, dude. That's got all moist. Dude. All three of those? That's why Keon got so many kids.
I only got two, man.
Dude, you know who Skip City is? Jodeci.
Oh,
so
when you listen to a whole Jodeci record, because I went through the first two, Skip City, like the hits are the hits.
BT said that out loud, and people got mad at him. And he was like, "Go through it again.
Go through it again."
He's like, "They got hits. They got hits, but skips. Them albums is a lot of skips.
Yeah, yeah.
The first two albums is skips.
It's a lot of skips.
It's half skips.
Yeah. It's a lot of skips.
The Diary of a Madman had more skips.
Yeah.
Than Forever My Lady. And I was like, damn. Boyz II Men's first two albums, minimal skips.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Boyz II Men.
Yeah. I got to do this ad.
Yeah, do this ad.
Hold on, y'all, man.
Sing it, Tony. Yeah.
Sing it. Sing that. By Gerber Light.
Trust me, should get backwards.
It's time to get real, y'all. If you have a family, like I do, mm-hmm. then you need to get them term life insurance to protect them. Mm-hmm. It's one of the smartest financial decisions you can make, and the start of the new year is the perfect time to get it done so you can focus on whatever else this year has in store for you. And is 2024 bringing exciting and unexpected changes in your life? Here's a secret weapon to help you face those challenges with more confidence.
Give it to me.
A great term life insurance policy. Mm-hmm. Yes, really. Fabric Gerber Life makes it simple to protect your family's financial future so you can focus on what's ahead, knowing your family is protected if something else unexpected happens. Fabric by Gerber Life was designed by parents for parents to help you get a high-quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy mm-hmm. in less than 10 minutes. Mm. So it's quick.
Efficient.
You can go from start to covered in less than 10 minutes with no health exam required.
Wow, that's huge.
I know that health exam be like, man, yeah. You get no health exam.
You know, colonoscopies?
Stop running from the health exam, yeah. First of all. But that's quick and easy, though. 10 minutes? That's a good time. And you never know what you're going to need, when you're going to need it, what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Anything can happen at any moment. Take it from me. And so you want to make sure you are covered. I want to get another life insurance.
You should. Yeah, I got three policies.
You got three?
Yes, I got I'm going to get a couple more.
Hey, man, get in on this, this fabric right here. Man.
I got
the fabric of your life.
It's a good way.
The fabric of our life. You got coverage as well?
No,
you gotta get it, bro.
You're living on the edge. Yeah,
I got it. I got my first one at 25.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Why you been covered?
Yeah, I should be a bad boy.
That's good, man. So join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/issues. That's meetfabric.com/issues. And that is MEET. Fabric.com/issues. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. So it's quick and easy, man. Just 10
are you
minutes.
Dying? No. All right, you got coverage.
Yeah, you good.
Yeah,
you all right with us.
As soon as they hang up, that was it.
Get that coverage.
Are you dying, me? No, no.
Get that coverage, Jay.
Yeah, dog. Get that. Yeah, like, get that life.
You never know.
For sure.
You never know.
I never knew.
You never knew.
I remember the debut of that.
I don't.
I never knew.
Mm-hmm. He did it at Flappers randomly.
I never knew.
Right? I remember. Because I remember he did it on stage, and everybody kept saying it on the way out.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was me and DC. Was like, you gotta keep that shit because everybody keeps saying.
You're really good at those slogans. I remember one time you did a joke about the movie. Excuse me.
I remember. I thought I never knew debuted in the boys' room because I did the video and I had the glasses on.
You had already did the joke before that, but you didn't. It wasn't like a joke. You just like said it.
I don't even remember.
I never knew.
And then, you did. It got popular when you did it online.
Yeah.
But you did it. Yeah, you did it at Flappers. And we was like, keep that shit.
That does sound accurate.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Because I think I remember the same before that video.
Mm-hmm. Oh, everybody was remembering everything.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. We know your whole history, man. Yeah, man. We checked your colon when you were asleep, dog. We know
I remember
everything
when
about
you rinse it out.
I remember when you were big.
I bet.
Yeah.
Terry, I just posted a picture of me.
He wasn't even
big.
And you had a thick ass mustache.
My mustache was thick.
Damn.
Chaz hated my mustache.
I said that Tony had this one headshot of mustache and I blew it up. Yeah. Man, them hairs was everywhere, yeah. Dog.
And you had they were so and then you used to always wear white tees.
I used to wear a huge
You used to dress
t-shirts.
like a cholo.
I had
he was Mexican. He was Mexican.
Pants were super baggy.
Super baggy.
I was just up there telling my little story.
You ever see one of the when the old music groups when they try to come back together and sing and then they be off and slow. It was Tony Stash, dog. It was all over the place. I don't know. It was all like, oh, we still got it. Like,
you know who still got it, though? Even just when they get old? Boyz II Men.
Oh, for sure. They didn't have a whole lot of dance routines.
That's what
either.
I thought. And then they put on a concert randomly in a park in Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, how? I felt ashamed of how out of shape I was. Wanye Big Ass was up there, and I mean, he was moving.
They was dancing in Motown Philly.
And I was like, what?
That's a party song, though, but now I'm trying to remember.
Because everything else was slow.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking, they was dancing and vibing.
And like on the upbeat, they would bust out the dance move.
Yeah, they got to dance one time.
But they had the best voices, though.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
As a total group.
Easily.
Yeah.
So it was like, yeah, they going to hang around.
Yeah.
Even when they get their Vegas residency, it's going to be riot.
Mm-hmm. Is that they're getting that?
Oh, they've been in Vegas.
They've been in Vegas?
Yeah. Oh, tough.
They can sing like for real. Like theirs never goes away.
Oh, yeah.
They can just.
They've been there for a while.
He could have a cold.
I saw a video of him. They was on a FaceTime with each other. It was Wanye and I think it was Sean. And it was like, and Wanye laying on the couch. Like you could tell, being a dad, just on the couch. And then his part was coming up. He was like, oh, I'll try it. Laying down.
I'll try.
Went ape shit. Like, everybody was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Laying down. He was like, oh, I'll play with it. Like,
right. Just doing the wine, yeah,
went
yeah.
off.
Who got the kids? Well, he got the group of
those
kids.
His kids, okay, are singing, too.
Yeah, they killing.
The daughter real good.
Mm-hmm.
They good.
I'll even pass the talent down to the family pool.
I wonder if he'd be hard on them. Like, get your ass.
You get your ass. Yeah. You go see End of the Road.
What's crazy about the kids?
He on the other side of the camera.
It's the fourth take, man.
Fix your face.
But he still does this when he's parenting.
Right.
What's crazy is watching them from when they started to where they're at now, like how much better they've gotten. Just watching their growth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just watching their growth and just learning how to use their voices and stuff like that. It's got way better.
What's y'all favorite Boyz II Men song? I'm asking y'all in the chat too.
Let us
Picking
know.
Picking one.
What's that song? Let's not wait till the water
is dry. That's your favorite?
That's my favorite one.
What's yours?
Let us know. I was not, I was not too big on Boyz II Men. I don't have knowledge of Boyz II Men.
No. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Who is your group?
I mean, I grew up in that explosion of the 90s boy band. So it was Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. LFO, 98 degrees.
So you can do the entire catalog for most of those.
I know a lot.
When you were Backstreet and NSYNC.
I like NSYNC more because of Justin Timberlake, but I think the Backstreet Boys, if you look at the catalog, it's undeniable. Yeah.
Like, Backstreet Boys has a lot more
their
hits.
Their catalog is
they do.
They're the biggest boy band of all time.
Yeah, okay.
Really?
I can still do a favorite. Like, Gone is my favorite NSYNC song by far. Like, it's not even close.
Gone.
Like,
oh, so good.
Not even close. That's my favorite one.
Baby, you're gone.
Yeah.
Let the truth be.
Dog, in high school, were you just going around singing these songs all the time, Jeremiah?
Yeah, the keyboards attached.
You had to go around and just be like, hey, how you doing? Hi. And then the girls would be like, oh my God, Jeremiah.
No, I was.
You sound just like.
I was too worried about being like silly and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You went in
the good old.
That's why I asked you, did you like singing? Like when you were like, was that.
I love singing, but I'm competitive with everything that I do. So like when I was like in the choir and I would be hitting the notes, like if a girl looking over me and like, get your eyes back out on the
We're performing, man. We have a performance right now. Stick it.
Like, everything was like, I
missed
didn't
all
see,
the cues.
I miss all the signals, all the signs for girls. Yeah.
Wow.
That's probably better in the long run, dog.
It paid off in the long run. You focus.
Yeah.
To this day.
To this day. Every time his wife looks at him, he's like, hey, don't give me those eyes. We're trying to create a human life right here. It ain't about love. Stay focused.
Focus on this side.
I always wonder that, like, when people who do, because you had, like, the theater and choir kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did. But for people who did multiple things, I always wonder, like, did you enjoy that part as well? Because, like, when it came to singing stuff, I was like, I'll do it.
Right.
But this is not
right.
I'm embarrassed. I don't wanna. You know what I mean, like sports though was like the utmost confidence, bravo, all that.
Yeah.
But when singing, they was like,
It's cool when you post old basketball footage because
dope. That's what I had I was like, I'll do. But like the singing stuff, like you said, started in church. They was like, lead this song. I was like, I don't really want.
I also appreciate the videos you post when you
tell people like any college hooper that's like on the bench could outplay any because people don't realize. Like I'm like I've been like yes, yes.
You got especially more now than ever. You got people in these comment sections. So and so sucks from the couch. I'm like, bro, so and so would whoop your ass. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And not even in your sport, just they're just so athletic they'll whoop you in another sport.
Yeah.
They're just mm-hmm. freak athletes. Like they need to bring back pros versus Joes.
Oh,
they
dude.
Need to bring that show back to watch the average.
That show was called Humility.
Like
no kidding.
I loved it, man.
Yeah, it's great.
Do people really be thinking I could play with LeBron? No, you can't.
No, absolutely.
No, you
not.
Can't, bro.
Stop.
I could get at least 10. No, you couldn't.
I saw somebody talk about Smush Parker like killing them.
Yeah.
Like people used to hate on Smush Parker.
You always hear these stories, these cats. Scalabrine.
Well, yeah.
Sure, cats uh-huh. with time.
And that line he said is legendary. I'm closer to LeBron than you are to me.
What's your team on NBA 2K? Do you guys play?
Nah, I don't play.
You know, kids?
I stopped years ago.
Oh, really?
I recently played for the first time with him.
Yeah.
But I stopped playing. I'll never forget. It was 2012. Yeah. And I was playing. We had did the street ball, made up teams.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was on a fast break with Scottie Pippen, and Keith chased me down with Larry Bird and pinned my shit on the glass. I said, "Fuck these computers! I'm never playing again." And I never played again because I lost that game because Larry Bird, chased down Scottie Pippen, and I was like, "I'm done."
Yeah,
like this game, I'm done. And I never played again. The game is too much. They're too controlled.
When it came out on Dreamcast, I was like, my head.
It was fun, man. Yeah. I was playing it. I created my character. And I was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
With you 7'7", and then
I wasn't nothing crazy. Yeah.
Well, Tony's already.
He was 5'11".
Everybody was making those dudes 7'7".
Seven. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to make it look like me.
7'7", 99 speed, 99. Like, come on, dog.
Yeah,
I was working my way up. I think I was getting like 20 something a game.
Okay,
you know, just you know, making ends meet. No, nothing too crazy.
Not all star, but solid player.
You know what I'm saying?
Your G player was a six man.
Man, you know, I was subtle.
Built Clay Thompson up there.
Man,
I was bad with Madden, and I had to stop playing.
Oh, man, yeah.
Because I was going through, like, you know, you create your player, and then you go through his career.
Oh, yeah. So that's in college.
And I'm doing, like, I remember it got bad, because I'm in the year, this is in 2005, and I'm in the year, like, 2030. And I'm I'm playing way too many seasons of this. Like, this is insane.
Yeah, yeah. You have your own draft parties.
Yeah,
house.
I'm building teams. I'm a GM. I'm like, bro, this is, I'm scouting these fake players. Yeah. I'm like, nah, bro.
They just don't announce it. I just want to thank my mom.
I was like, I'm out.
That's funny.
There's actually, people would probably really do that.
You know it. Yeah. You know it, bro.
I used to play Tecmo Bowl like that. We used to just do seasons, me and my brother, and we would just go through the whole season and just play. We would always end up meeting each other in the postseason.
Yeah.
And like so, we were in the same conference.
That's so
and,
funny,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Only one of us is going to see
yeah, yeah.
And then I think I beat him more times than he beat me, but it was stress.
Really?
Yeah. And then we would pick like scrub teams to see how far we can get.
Yeah.
And this was 91, so the Patriots was trash back then, the Colts.
Yeah.
Brown.
People like, you be the Colts. I'll be, you know, the Patriots. And let's see how far we can take it. And I'd get in the playoffs at like 9-7.
Yeah.
Barely made it.
Just squeeze in.
You need some help? We need Seattle to lose.
That's how I talk to my kids now. I go, so you've been playing this for 6 hours. You know what you could have done in 6 hours? Like, what a waste of time.
Oh, you'd be doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, you're that
but then, parent? But then they get off and I'm like, I'll play.
Good time, man.
90s Tecmo Bowl, Lions and the Raiders. Were the best teams on there because you had Bo Jackson and Barry Sanders.
You had Barry.
Those were like cheat codes for
the Lions. Sucked, but
Barry was crazy.
The Lions were just mediocre. So when you got when Barry got injured,
oh yeah,
you had Rodney Pete as quarterback then. So mm-hmm. he wasn't too slow because he had a running play. Mm-hmm. So you can get by with the Lions, but it was something would happen in the postseason. They would just mess you up.
Well, like
in that game, in that Super Tecmo Bowl, the Giants was the best team on there. And San Francisco.
The 90s.
Oh, 90s.
Giants. Who was in
the 90s?
The Giants. They won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, not Bruce Smith. What was his name?
It was
Hostetler.
Lawrence Taylor was still
okay,
on
LT.
There.
Yeah,
Hostetler was a quarterback.
Meggett was the running back. And,
Hostetler.
You had Jeff Anderson Hostetler. And Meggett as the running backs, and they were fast. Their defense was super crazy. And they were on the cover of the game, so they had just freshly won a Super Bowl.
Someone said, I did a 20-year career on time.
Yeah.
Oh, he's mad.
It's insane.
That's 20 too much.
Yeah, I had to get off Madden in 04. I just started.
Everybody
know
the exact year.
Yeah, because we knew we had a goddamn problem.
Did you get injured?
No, it was like I had just started stand up, and I was like, "Hey, dog, you can't do both." Because I was like, playing. Way
I get
too
up,
much.
I go to my meetings. I've been sober
since
2005.
I just came back this year. It's like, you know what? I think I'm in a good place. Yeah, I've been back on Madden. Slowly, because
you get caught up.
Man, it's so hard now because there's 27 buttons and you had to click them all at the same time to make it do something.
I don't know. I went into the top part.
Oh, dog, your whole hand is.
You got arthritis?
Yes, dog.
I'm throwing up gang signs on the controls.
You're doing everything. I'm like, okay, you got to do all this at the same time. It is a lot. It's a lot happening right now.
My kids play. I'll be like, go ahead. They only get iPad and video games on weekends anyway.
They should make the controllers like vaginas.
Oh.
Well, most dudes wouldn't know how to work that.
Yeah.
Hey. They didn't even work. We'll be here all weekend. Sold out shows.
2-drink minimum.
Why?
Jeremiah, you said this off air, but I wanted to bring it back. You said your dad got a full-time job. Just got a full-time job. He's 76.
Yeah, it's 76.
Where's he working at? Where do you go?
He's like a maintenance supervisor at Salvation Army.
Oh, he went to the top.
Yeah.
That's he started crazy. At the top.
He sweet talked his way. He's been a salesman his whole life.
He brought everything from his house.
For the last couple of years, he has been one of those bell ringers for Salvation Army. Just like donating time, like working for free.
Yeah.
But then he's like, I want to take this seriously now.
Wow. Oh, that's where you get it from. Oh,
wow. Yeah, probably.
You don't just ring the goddamn bell, Dad. You get out there.
Okay. 76.
Yeah. Man. Yeah.
He works like 40 hours a week?
I don't know what he's up to yet. He's like, he just started.
Does he feel like accomplished?
I think so because I think that he was he remarried my mom, my dad, they remarried like over a decade ago at this point. And I think he was with a woman that he didn't have to work too much. He just had to do enough to you know, do stuff around the house or whatever. He was he got a sugar mama essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're in Florida right now.
Okay.
And
how old was she?
She is around his same age. Okay. Yeah, she's a few years younger.
She was like 96.
He was ringing.
Got me a young one.
I think she's like 70 something. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Got her a young man.
Uh-huh. Got her a young man.
What part of Florida?
They were out in the Destin area, I think, of Florida.
Tampa?
What's that near?
Near Tampa.
Big city was. Pensacola.
Yeah. I don't know what part of
Tampa.
They're in a swamp. They're white. Naples.
Beach area.
Miami Beach.
A beach area?
Yeah, I don't know.
Daytona Beach.
Yeah. Maybe.
Florida Keys.
Maybe Daytona Beach.
No idea where his father is.
I don't know.
I don't know where he's at.
Destin?
I just know he's working.
He doesn't know he's working anymore.
He's working full time.
He's ringing somebody's bell.
He's working full time in Florida. But yeah, when he gets back from his trip from Florida, he's back to the Salvation Army.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
But that's good for him. That's going to keep him motivated and keep working.
Well, yeah, I think also, he's like, I want to make my own money again. I think he had a little bit of she would know when he was spending certain things with credit cards, and I don't think he liked that feeling.
You gotta have your own money, man.
Yeah.
I would hate my spouse. They was watching my every spending move. I'd be like, you just get your own account.
On
my neck, man. God damn. Destin is close to Pensacola.
Okay.
Panama City Beach.
I never heard of that.
Yeah.
It's up in the.
There's a new comedy club there. Do you know that?
Florida's
in Destin. Panama City Beach.
They're in the upper.
It opens in May.
Okay.
Underneath.
I'll get you guys
Alabama.
You got the. Are you already booked?
No. But the owner just called me. I'll get you guys booked. There's a new comedy club in Panama City Beach.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how's that going?
It literally opened
over the last few years.
Yeah.
You just.
Diarrhea.
How did that start?
You're doing great, Jack.
I mean,
killing, bro.
It's been a process. Since I've been featuring for other comics, I've always built my own mailing list. I've always collected phone numbers, emails.
How'd you do that?
Just asking people for their phone number. I have a whole spreadsheet of every city I go to. I give my people my cell phone number after every show sometimes.
Oh, wow. You got a separate phone just for that?
Same phone.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So then social media started. I start. Yeah.
That's insane.
That's insane.
That's get a Google number or something.
Man. Yeah. Nah, it's cool, man. I like talking to everybody.
Damn. So they'll just hit you randomly. And you're like, hey,
no, no. Like I'll say like Brea, and then I'll say like I'm coming to your city, and I'll pay someone to text a lot of people. Now I'm coming to your city. Mm-hmm. They'll buy tickets, all that. And then social media started. And then I started really talking about my Armenian culture, my Mexican culture. And once I started talking more about me, those videos started doing really well. Yeah. And then they've been really supportive and people have been coming out to the shows and it's been great.
You went personal.
LA, New York. Mm-hmm. Like I only have followings in like LA, New York, Chicago, like Arizona, like the major cities, like not small towns, but it's like I'll sell out one show. Like I'm not on weekends, but I go there for one nighters, do pretty well. Come home.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm happy right now.
You're doing dope, bro.
Thanks, man.
You tapped into the real.
15 years, dude. Been doing it for 15 years now. That's awesome.
That's what people want, man. Honest. They want it. Who are you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like what you got going on?
Right.
Your dad's working, huh? 76. You see?
Full time. Making his own money. Investing.
That's the only thing that separates us from everybody else is our own personal stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like so a lot of, we were just talking about this on Sunday. Like, is it more important to you to kill or to be an individual? Like, we can all go out there and do hacky shit.
That's the thing.
And you'll murder with it. Or do you want to take a chance and be different?
I'm all about making memorable shows more than like killing with stuff where people walk out and then like, I don't really remember what he talked about.
Right.
That to me that like I've seen that happen like at the Laugh Factory so many times. I'm like, who's your favorite comic? Like they're like that one guy that I don't really know what he's like. I'm like, it wasn't effective then. I don't care how big of a headliner it was.
Yeah,
it wasn't effective
because everybody could kill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you can go and do some low hanging fruit shit or some shit that you know is gonna relate. But like, what does that mean?
Yeah,
like it feels good in that moment.
Yeah,
but then what?
Yeah.
True. But I think that's the difference between people who want to be like good and then who want to just I just want to kill.
Mm-hmm. Well, hack kills.
That's what I'm saying.
Hack works. We know that.
It works.
Hack will get you far enough, but it won't get you that kaboom.
Some people are just hacky.
That kaboom?
That's who they are.
Well, that's true.
Like stuff that we consider hacky, this is their truth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't even know they're hacky.
Yeah.
They
just think, what I'm into is considered hacky, but this is my life.
I'm general. I'm very general. Yeah. There's nothing personal or
but anything
about
But that's not
personal,
me. Though. Like,
but no, it can be personal to them. They just choose to, that's what I'm talking about right now. I'm at a point in my life where, not me personally, but them. I'm at a point in my life where I'm having a lot of sex.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna talk about
my personal experience with the sex.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I don't think that's hacky if you're talking about your, because if it's personal, it's gonna be something different versus when you can predict like the line by line.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I mean? That's hacky. Like, you know, I don't want to say it, but I was about to give an example.
You
that
about
I just
to
saw.
Someone's
yeah,
joke?
Yeah, I was like, no, I was
like,
that.
No, I so like it.
But it's certain stuff that we know. For example, because this is an old, I can do this one because it's old. When people be like, when the lights come on, roaches scatter. Like, you know what I mean? That's hacky.
Oh, man.
Like, everybody,
that's your joke.
Like, everybody do that.
I stole it.
You know what I mean? It's just like, what's your personal experience with that roach that you saw? Or what's that? You
have
what
a sex joke that's really fucking amazing.
You know, like everybody has, because there's only so many topics.
Yeah.
But what's your thing?
What's
on
your
that
take
topic?
On it?
Yeah. What happened to you?
Yeah.
Versus.
What happened to you? I saw a video you posted, Jeremiah, with someone hit your dick on stage.
Yeah. What was that about?
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
oh,
what was that? Were
you singing to
somebody? Oh, yeah. Somebody hit Jeremiah's dick.
And
while
you let
he
him stay,
stage.
Right? You let him stay?
Security bounced him. Security was pissed.
Yeah. You were on stage.
I was on stage.
Did you tell him to hit your dick?
Was it your show?
No.
This is in the.
Was it before the vasectomy or after?
It was before. That video was an older video. That was from like 5 years ago. I have been like waiting to post it.
Like pocket aces.
So it was in the original room of the Comedy Store, and it was like on a Monday night. I was like working on some new stuff, and. This guy came up and sat front row, like right as I got on stage. And I happen to have my phone like right there. So the audio is like crazy crisp because it's the phone's here and the dude's right here.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So we're going back and forth and basically he starts heckling me. Mm. And then I got to a point where I embarrassed him because he kept heckling. And then he didn't know what to do. His emotions got the best of him.
Oh,
he stood up and then I was like, what's going on? And then
he
and that's where
slap.
I mean the back, like
oh, pop, that.
So how are
like
you?
This.
How did you end up that close, like,
because the OR
in the original room, the front table's you're right on
the stage,
and he had his leg up too.
And I had my foot like on the table.
He said, "Hit me!"
Because Jeremiah was proud. I was like,
"What's up, man?"
Yeah, he had the Captain Morgan.
Jeremiah's dick was like, "Hit me! What are you gonna do? I got Jay. What are you gonna do?"
Dick was front and center, like, "What you gonna do? What you gonna do?"
And that's how he got the vasectomy.
He had to,
man.
He was claiming to be a Green Beret. It's a weird video. I posted the whole thing on my YouTube because I just like that's like 30 seconds what I showed on my Instagram. Yeah, but like the buildup is like he's very weird and he's like kind of funny. So I was like playing with him and then roasting him and
Was that a late night spot?
No, it wasn't. That was like 9:30.
Oh, the early joint.
It was like 9:30, 9:45. No, it was a full room. Yeah. So like when I got hit, the room goes,
Who kicked him out? What door?
Oh, security.
Security was on his neck.
From back in the day. It was like 5 years ago. They saw him there. Like, dude, what the? Yeah.
He was like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? The security. Security was hot.
Yeah.
They was on his neck.
He came in quick. Yeah.
Jeremiah was trying to keep it cool. But he was like,
you
were like,
you kept pretty like. You were like, I would have been like crying
because I tried to keep the jokes going. That's what
I don't know what I would have done. I'm
like, good night.
I can't even call it.
That's the focus Jeremiah has, bro. He get hit in the nuts. Man. He's still like, right here,
man. He's like, there's jokes to be made.
There's still jokes. I still get
issues.
Hand me some ice. Just put it right in there.
That's crazy. Going.
Damn. That's wild, bro.
Big wild.
I've never seen that.
Have you guys ever been assaulted on stage?
No.
No. I had these cats in San Diego. I was doing Moondoggies.
Oh, Moondoggies?
Yeah.
That's the first place I ever performed that.
And the stage there was just, we ground level with the audience.
Yeah.
So everybody's on the same level. And, you know, I'm just going back and forth with the crowd. And then this one dude is mad chatty. He tried to grab my mic because I was going back and forth with him. I'm like, nah, man, you don't get the mic. You know what I'm saying? He sat down. And then this one dude was just fed up. He's like, man, sit down, bro. And he was like, man, fuck you, bro. And he was just going back and forth. Like, oh, shit. He got his toes out. And then
he started commentating the fight.
Yeah. And then he started fighting. These fisticuffs. And then they landed on the stage. I was just like, oh, snap. They fighting, y'all. Yeah. And I didn't move. I was still fighting at my feet. And then
he's like, how do you feel?
Yeah. And I had already did my time. Moses was like, all right, the show is over. Moses was there. So that's the closest I got.
And that's how roast battle started.
Yeah. You know, and so, but that's the closest thing.
That's crazy.
As far as me, like, you know, and then that time in Bakersfield where I went back cussing them out because they was talking too much in the back. So I went back, what the fuck are y'all talking about back here, man? That was a dumb move, but I had to.
I don't know if you noticed, I was there, but I was shadowing you also, though.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, Big Ready.
Just to say some shit.
Big Ready.
Oh, wow.
That was a risky
move. I had your
move.
Back, like, tough.
Because I was like, what am I doing?
I don't know.
Well, I was on my way back there, like, what am I doing? But that's the only way. It was like they was talking all night.
Yeah.
The host cussed him out with no jokes, and then just brought me up like that.
That's the worst.
He was like, y'all do this every time. I'm sick of it.
Tony Baker.
He come all his way, man. Tony Baker. I'm like, come on, man. This is my intro?
I think me and Lou were there.
Yeah, Lou was there because Lou got out early.
Dude, 30 seconds What's after funny? That. Four minutes, some kind of padding.
There was no jokes. He was pissed.
Tony's told us this so many times, and it's still funny. Like, y'all do this. Every time you do that, part, y'all do this every
like,
time.
Do this every time. Man, I bring these comedians in from LA. They drive all this way. Y'all embarrassing me.
Because that was 40s and blunts, right?
Yeah. I was like, oh, 40s
and blunts.
Tony Baker. I had to salvage that.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, you don't even like a big intro, too. So you're always like, tell them I'm from Chicago.
Just tell them. You know, Chicago. I need, you know, don't cuss out the crowd with no jokes on
but that's
it.
What made you a beast, bro.
Man,
Tony Baker.
I had to risk my life to have a decent set in Bakersfield. Man, fuck Bakersfield. This is a city. This is a collective.
That's fun.
Sick of Bakersfield.
20 people pissed at
it
you,
smell.
Right?
Let's go, man.
26.
I hate that my mom lives there. We'd be like, Mom, it stink out here.
Oh, yeah. It smells like cow shit.
That part of Bakersfield look nice, though. Where was she at?
Because she's in the, you know, they always building because people move in there. Cause it's
have you guys done the comedy club? The well?
No.
You got to do the well comedy
club. I'm not going there.
You know what's funny?
What
is I have so many friends and family there. I would do well.
It's a beautiful club.
But,
nah. They're going to have to come to me.
I'll get you. I'll hook you up, yeah.
No, man, look out, man. It's just something about Bakersfield and Fresno, man.
Said, and where? Fresno, I ain't got to be with. But Bakersfield.
Fresno, dude. Fresno is cool. It's not Bakersfield, but it's just. Yeah. Oh, it's just something about those the area. The
Central
state.
Central California is just like
the Aviator Casino.
It's
been
the
there.
Cinematography there. Yeah. Is what I'm
it's a dirt just, ball, bro.
Yeah,
Rustic California is a dirt ball.
I mean, it's just dirt and
it's a little meth.
It's funny, yeah. It's methy.
Meth and dirt.
It's if country. It was methy, then it'd be country.
It's funny because it's California, but it's country as hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, just, yeah, they have accents there. I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah, it's just like
how you talk like
and it's
this
like
out
it's
here,
like
Mike.
It's like going back in time, kind of.
Uh-huh. It's like we're spoiled. We live over here.
That's true.
You go over there. Where it's
you
like
live?
Back
oh,
in time.
You live by me. You're by me now.
Yeah.
We used to be in Glendale, weren't you in Glendale before?
Burbank.
I was in Burbank.
Man,
in Glendale. Where you live at?
I'm in Reseda now.
Okay. And Keon, where you at?
West Hills.
West Hills. And where you at? Hollywood?
Mid-City.
Yeah, people Mid-City. Be like, don't say where you are. Like, I ain't saying my address.
Yeah. Man,
you can know my city. Address. I don't care about the city.
I'll give you my address.
I'll give you my
Tony have people pulling up. Tony Baker.
I'll give you guys my phone number.
How you doing?
Tony Baker. Scared the shit out of you. Speaking of doo-doo.
Oh. We have another sponsor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got another sponsor, man. So this is... brought to you by Tushy.
Okay.
Yeah, Tushy is a
butt talk today.
It is a bidet.
Oh,
the bidets you put on that you hook up to the toilet.
I just hooked one up.
I got one too.
Oh,
I got a Tushy.
So now we had one already. Then we got the Tushy one, and that one's in the front bathroom. Because once you get one, it's like I need it in every bathroom.
Yeah.
So I can't You know, you're not clean. And somebody brought up a good point when people was like, I don't know about bidets, and they was like, if you got doo doo on your forehead. Would you just wipe it off with a napkin, or would you use water to get it up? And they was like, yeah, you would.
It ain't wet,
it ain't clean. You know what I mean? Yeah. You got to get it. So the Tushy, man, it's a bidet. The twist, you just a twist, the water come out. It's easy hookup.
Yeah.
Hookup take 5 seconds. Mm.
Yeah, or you go to Home Depot, get a Mexican, hook it up for you. 100%.
We have one in front row. I just like the kids use it for the first time.
She does all the work.
You married one?
Oh, yeah. Straight from Home Depot. Also. That's why I got it from.
Hey,
you got married in the parking lot.
She was out on the walk.
Came with a hot dog.
I said, you need work for life.
Work for life.
Yeah, like, here's a child.
Can't soon single.
My kids use it now. I let Kendrick use it for the first time.
Oh.
He was like,
oh.
He said it hit my butt, man. But I feel clean.
I had the bidet going to overdrive in Mexico City.
Oh boy.
What was her name?
The only thing I don't like is if you turn it you got to turn it slow. If you just
if you just hit it,
you can't crank it.
I had the little
you've been
squeeze
assaulted.
Joint. Nah, man, I went in there. Boom.
Oh
man,
it's not comfortable at all.
I ejected.
It's not comfortable, but I absolutely love it. It's dope. You definitely need it. You should have it in every bathroom. And over 3 million butts love Tushy.
Okay.
And you get 10% off Tushy with the promo code
Issues
at HelloTushy.com. That's HelloTushy.com. But yeah, that's Tushy. HelloTushy.com. Promo code
Issues.
And get 10% off your Tushy right now. Man, you got it. If you're still using just toilet paper, you're just dirty.
Yeah.
There's just no other...
Can't do it, man.
There's no other way to say it.
Can't do it.
You just gotta...
That's why I never take dumps at comedy clubs.
All right.
Mm.
What if you brought your own bidet around, would you?
Is there a portable bidet?
You never have to take a pre-show.
You put a bidet.
You trained yourself over the years?
Pretty much. Like I've never really had, like... urgent. I don't really get like urgent dumps to where I can't wait till I get home.
Yeah.
I can always wait till I get home, except for Mexico City. It was
right.
That was urgent.
Yeah. Mexico City, I did wait until I got back to the hotel, but I passed out.
Yeah.
That's why I messed up. I passed out before I finished business and then
hola.
Yeah. Shit happens.
Shit happens. But yeah, normally, like, you know, so when I get nervous, I don't have to go to the bathroom because I got the pre-show nerves. So, because I wouldn't feel comfortable doing stand up with a dirty booty. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, even the wipes ain't enough. Yeah. I need a full wash up.
How much food do you eat before you go on stage? Do you ever eat before you go on stage?
I don't, well, now, I don't really.
I don't eat 3-4 hours before I go on stage.
I used to not be able to eat at all, and for whatever reason, on Saturday night, I was so hungry. I ate a whole burger and fries right before I hit the stage, and I was shocked that it didn't like mess me up.
You didn't feel nothing?
I have to.
You were good?
I was good. Yeah, okay. Great show.
I have to plan it. Mm-hmm. Like, so if I'm featuring, I'll eat when the headliner's up. Right. So they have, that's 45 minutes, and then merch time, and then the next show, and then so I have time. If I'm headlining, I'll eat after the first show, because I know I got 45 minutes to, because if I do it, I hate burping into the mic.
True.
Excuse me. I can't.
Or farting in the crowd.
I'm just like,
crowd dust the crowd?
I had the stand-up live in Arizona.
Damn.
I feel bad.
Damn, dude.
Oh, it was a smeller.
No, it was, because I remember I went, and I looked over, and the guy was like, whoo. Because I went like, I'm like, no one's going to hear that, but I just like, you know, kind of like, you just look over and I was like,
damn,
dog. Dang. I can't, but I don't eat a lot.
I'll never forget
that. I heard
an
audience member fart during my set, and I was like, did you just fart, bro?
I did.
I'll eat a little bit. Like, I'll snack. I won't eat a full meal.
I eat fruit.
I'll snack.
That's fruit, yeah. I'll be in the green room. Like, I'll be tearing that fruit up.
I'll eat half.
But I try to eat the big meal, I try to do before the show. And since I intermittent fast, I'm just in a weird place now. My show is at 7:30, so that means I got to eat dinner at like 5 something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just snack on the fruit in the green room, and then I turn my clock on. So, because I don't want to be sluggish up there.
What do you like in your green room?
Fruit.
Just
fruit. Water.
Fruit water.
Fruit water and tea. That's my rider.
What about you?
Water. Hella water.
I swear Tony was about to say fruit water and titties. I thought Tony was about to say titties.
I would love titties to be in my room.
Fruit water and titties, you know,
Fruit water and titties. Not even attached to the body, though. Just titties on the wall.
Fruit water. I like having a little tequila, Casamigos, Reposado.
I'm a water and coffee guy. I need some caffeine and just agua, and I'm good to go.
You?
Fruit water, veggies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Energy.
Just water.
Yep.
And not a lot of people.
Not a lot of people.
You like being around like a lot of people like in the green room, man. Yeah.
Not because it's just they, and I'm not even a got to get super focused in my zone person. I just don't want to get irritated.
And
if it's hella people and somebody grandstanding or trying to, I'm going to get irritated. Yeah, so I just don't Now, if it's a bunch of people I know, that's fine.
Does it bother you when like you book a comic to open for you and then they'll bring like 3 or 4 people in the green room?
Yes.
Oh yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm like, yo, man, what the fuck is this? And you just feel like it's not your green room no more.
Yeah,
and
it's just like
you leave the green room.
The consideration. It's just like, you know, because I wouldn't do that. Like, you know, I like the cast that don't even come in the green room.
Yeah.
Be like, not that I don't want you in there, but it's just like, oh, I'm gonna just hang tight. Because I just throw people up when I'm on the road. Like, you know, be like, you do stand up, you do a set.
Yeah.
And so
I like putting a staff member up.
But some people don't know how to just chill like in the green room. That's what I hate.
Yeah.
Where they have to talk.
Or this unnecessary like, conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's next?
If it's quiet, what the fuck? Like, yo, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Like I'm not awkward in silence. I'm on my phone.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I'm just like,
what'd you think about your first set?
So Tony, man, what's the tip? Yeah. I'm just like,
hey, what do you think about this joke? It started running material.
Oh,
do you mind if I do this or that? I go, just
hey, man.
I think I get irritated because I didn't do that when I featured. I shut my ass up. I try to stay out the way. Like
I would open doors, fucking do everything, bro. Like, you need anything?
I'm in the corner.
I'll sell merch for them.
I think people, for one, they'll look at it as an opportunity, right? And not as an opportunity to perform, but to impress you.
Oh,
right?
For sure.
Because they want you to be like, you like me, right?
I get it.
I get it.
Well, you like me, you'll take me around with you?
I think that's a common thing that early on in comedy that I think we all do is when a headliner asks you how you're doing, you rattle off all the shows that you've been doing rather than like they're trying to have a conversation with you and then like they check out and like, okay, well, yeah, cool. I was just asking like about you. You're like, oh yeah, I just hit this spot and I did this and like because you're trying to prove yourself much.
You just give the resume. I just booked this BET Plus.
This show is crazy.
Yeah.
So I get it from there. You know, I'm kind of sympathetic to it, but it's just like, we don't have to do this.
Yeah, we don't.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how I feel. Or honestly, let's do it after.
I'd be curious, since we all have kids here, it's like, do you guys feel that with comics who don't have kids? They're like, how are your kids? I'm like,
What?
Why are you asking?
Why do you care? Or like, ask, you don't have to ask for
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Or
like,
or they ask you, how's your daughter? I'm like, I got four boys, dude. like, you're way off.
They're just trying to connect.
I'm trying to, over the last couple of years, I've tried to give grace for nervous energy.
Right.
I get
right.
it. You're okay. nervous, yeah, or you're excited, or especially with the internet. So even though we don't know them, they might have been watching us for years or whatever. Like, so I try to give grace, but then I'd be like, also read the room though.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. you see them checking out. Right, like, you see, but that's why I don't like Gary punk ass in the green room because Gary encourages him because he knows I hate it. So Gary be like, so what else? Give him some advice, and I'd be like, shut the fuck up.
That's
like,
funny.
He's an asshole.
That's funny.
He does it on purpose every time, especially like when they hold, try to hold court after or whatever. I'm like, nah. One thing I did with that was dope. I'd rather do this. We did it when I was on the road with Drew. We didn't feel like going out.
Mm-hmm.
So we was just having some drinks at the club. And, you know, most of the staffs at comedy clubs, for those who don't know, are trying to do stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and Drew sat there, and it was like, y'all want to workshop open mic? So they got up and did open mics, and we just gave them feedback and tags. And they was like, this is the greatest thing. I was like, I'd rather do that.
That's cool. Yeah.
Then, you know, because they was like, this is
awesome.
Yeah, so useful. And they had funny shit, too. We was like, this is good, bro. Yeah, like, you can...
So like, I'm gonna use that.
Yeah, like, how did that one go? For my set.
We was like, let's just open mic it. I'd rather do that.
Yeah. Uber eating jokes. Oh, I'll take that one.
That's pretty good.
Y'all really on to something.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we work well together.
We go to the next city.
I honestly think as comedians, we need to talk to each other. Let you go. I just did Cleveland. The guy that works there is really funny. You should have him over for you. Like, we should talk more. Because instead of us putting some random people that we don't know, some that you experienced, I experienced, and we can share the locals. Because I don't take people on the road sometimes with me. So it's like, I'll use a local.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So like, if you guys know anybody recommend, then we could just like swap openers.
That's great. Like for me, like I'll be taking the same cats on the road, and then anybody that just pops up, I'm a comedian, but you want to do some time?
Oh, no way.
Yeah, like, you know, I remember I was at I was in Orlando, and I was at this Gator Park.
Gator Park?
Uh-huh. It's called Gatorland. And I was just there, and then one of the employees there, he was like, yeah, I do stand-up. You do stand-up? He's like, you want to do some time tonight? Like,
yeah.
If you catch me, like, you're going to get the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't be watching, though.
Oh,
I just had him go up. I just be in the green room.
He comes with Gators.
Yeah. I don't be watching the set. Yeah. But it's like, you know, just to get him the stage confidence. Time. It's like, you know, get on up there.
Man. That's nice.
And do it. And so that's how I roll. And like, for people asking about my kids, I'm in a different space because a lot of people know what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they just generally be, how's your son doing? So I'll be like, you know what I'm saying? It's different for me.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'll be like, oh, he's doing good. You know what I'm saying? So I don't mind those questions, but anything else.
Jeremiah's like, the fuck you give a fuck about my kid?
Stay focused.
Whoever asks about my kids,
like, stay focused on the show.
I get the nervous energy, but like, it is weird.
What do you
though,
know?
Like, and then you could tell they're just trying to find something, because we'd be like, where's the wife? I'd be like, at home, nigga.
Yeah,
like,
what? Yeah,
like,
yeah,
where
yeah,
else?
Yeah.
Who would you think is watching my kids?
Right.
Like, where's the wife? Like, she's not here.
Yeah.
I remember one time this guy came in. Oh, he was like, dude, I was here last week. It was packed. I'm like, what you trying to say? It's not bad enough.
You're looking around like,
it was packed.
Why would you tell me that?
Like, he just look at you. That's why I like bringing Brandon Lewis on the road with me, because he's very good at reading energy and getting people up out of my face.
Yeah.
Like, he has a special skill set where he just goes, all right, man. He be ushering people off.
Excuse me.
Because some friends will just let you sit there and just take it.
Yeah.
You know, Chaz is one of those that just had me.
Thought y'all were having a good time.
Oh, man.
Y'all were having a good conversation.
Get me out of here, man. I'm gonna make it look like I'm having a good time.
I thought you was looking at your phone researching what he was talking about.
Chaz would have people in my face.
Yeah.
I thought he was interested.
Chaz, but, yo, man, do you want to meet you?
Yeah, man.
Do the animal voices.
Tap dance room, Tony. Come on,
man.
Come on.
You don't want to know?
But B. Lewis good at, like, all right, man.
I gave him your phone number so you guys can chat later.
Yeah.
No? That's not.
He's just trying to come up, Tony. Like, I'll be trying to conserve energy a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't even go out like after the shows.
Oh, right.
But it's all about that conservation.
Yeah. I'm very much the opposite, I think. So
I talk to anybody.
Yeah, yeah, Chaz be out there. He a man about town. Yeah, shaking hands, kissing baby.
Chaz looking at real estate.
Yeah. He's like, meeting with union reps.
What's the property value?
I was like, is this a good place to live? How's the safety? How's the school?
I'm thinking about buying a house.
I was in Boise asking mad questions. I was like, what's the cost of living like? Is it going up?
These gas prices are so cheap here.
I don't want it.
Let me introduce you to Tony Baker, man. Tell him about the gas prices.
He loves it here, stranger.
Tony
problems.
In their mind is like, come on, man.
I was in there eating fruit, man. Come on, Chaz. Don't do me like this.
Yeah, they just.
But yeah, I just.
You
want
to talk
in.
Now? All right.
It's just a lot of energy to exert, and I don't want to. I want to save that. So I just be like, all right, all righty. But I'm nice, so I'll be like, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, cool, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the good energy.
Yeah. And then but after, I'll be like, Gary, like, stop bringing these niggas in here, man.
But internally, I'm fighting.
Internally, I'm like, your boy about it. Yeah, I'll be on the verge of being like, hey, man, listen. We don't have to do this.
Yeah.
We ain't got to force the conversation. Yeah. Even comedians, and that's just not for new comedians. That's comedians that I've known in general.
Oh, no.
We don't have to continue to fill the space.
Yeah.
With comedy. If it's not organic, I don't mind.
I'll be in the back hallway of the store. I'll be watching some comic go up. There's a comic next to me. I don't mind that we're both just watching.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm comfortable in the silence.
I'm like that when I text. Like, I don't do the, hey, what's up? How you doing? I go, hey, you want a spot? That's all I say.
Straight to the point.
I'm the most direct texter where my wife had to be like, you got to add some emojis in there because people are.
No.
Hey, you in
people
town?
Are thinking that you're mean.
You in town? No? All right, next.
I don't even like the you in town question. This is what I like.
Yeah.
I got a show May 9th, $200. 15 minutes. Here's the location.
All right. Yes, yes or no?
Are you available?
That's all I need. A comedian hit me up the other day.
It was me, like, fool.
No, it wasn't you.
You said, keep trying.
I was like, don't give up on me.
Don't give up on me.
he was just like, you free on such and such.
Right, and you're like,
free. I don't know if I'm free yet.
Yeah. I don't know.
Depends.
Let local? Me know how it takes sounds.
Because he don't even live here.
Is there a tushy bidet?
Yeah. So just like,
need to know,
just
man.
Give me, because when I book, I'll be like, yo, can you do Tony Baker and Friends?
Right. Yeah.
March 25th, right. 8 p.m.,
yeah.
$200, 12 minutes.
Yeah.
You got all the information right there. You can be like, yeah, no.
Yeah, 12 minutes, not coming.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Easy.
And I like Mike Cannell is very good at just getting to the point.
Yeah.
And like even he be like, I haven't hit you in a while because you know his show's before.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, the money, you know, I'm not even gonna waste your time. You got one coming up in LA. Yo, LA, are you free this day? This amount of money. But I was like, yep, I'll be there.
Yeah, man.
Like just
get straight to it.
Get to the point.
Like, what you doing on this day?
You trying to fill me out.
I have a knee jerk reaction to what you doing on such and such. Yeah. You'd be like, can you help me move?
Oh yeah.
And yeah, so if you're like not much, you're like perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Can you watch my kids, this.
Man? What? I'm dead.
No, right. And I don't want to say I'm free because then if the money ain't what I would do, then
you don't want to be disrespectful.
I don't want to be like, nah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So just give me all the details.
What's the minimum amount of money you would come for 20 miles away?
20 miles?
That's pretty far, 20 miles, right?
I do laugh at you.
No, we 20 miles is local.
Is it?
Yeah.
20 miles.
From here? Oh, yeah, it is.
The traffic just makes it coming longer.
It's like, it's like 40-minute drive, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's long.
Yeah, it's not far. Oh, it's 20 miles. It might take me 20 miles to get to Haha.
No. No. You're north. No, that's like 10, 15 minutes. 15
miles. No, not for me.
Oh, really?
Everywhere I go now is going to be about 30.
Because of traffic.
Traffic or just the freeways I have to take to get there.
You do the 170, right?
So you got to take the one freeway.
No, I'd have to do 180.
118?
Oh, no, just the 118. Yeah, just 118.
Someone in the chat just said, who these white men?
Who these white men?
Who these white men? For me and
Jack. Oh, Reese. She must have been late, dude.
I'm actually Armenian Mexican. I'm considered brown.
He's white.
You got the good light on you right now, Jack.
I'm a whole white.
Middle of the country white.
Uh-huh.
Kansas,
that whole milk.
And I love how they put us on this side too. Yeah. Like you guys go.
That's what you guys are filling in for. You know what I mean?
Y'all just happen to be sitting. With DC.
I wanted to do like black, white.
Because the fill-ins.
Whatever happened to
community? That's how they were set up.
That's a crazy way to ask our guests who these white men.
I know where's that person calling from.
Caller, we on the line.
These are our friends, man.
Keon, they want you to come to Philly.
I'm coming to Philly, May 28th.
I'll be there in October.
May 28th, I'll be in Philly.
I'll be in Philly 2025.
Yeah, take the year off.
Yeah,
you feel an itch to
I don't mean to any do harm. Anything.
Stand up, yeah.
I mean, not just stand up, but like, to be out and about, or yeah.
Yeah, I got the itch to hit up more local spots.
Okay,
yeah,
but not like anymore.
I'm getting the full itch now.
Okay,
because I was tucking in, but now I'm getting back into the rhythm of doing like local spots.
Okay,
yeah. Oh, dude, it's such a different rhythm.
Yeah. Yep, I gotta get back because I did the Comedy Store Saturday, I did Dave's show, and then I did the Laugh Factory Sunday. So now I'm like, all right,
yeah.
And now I'm doing Tammy Joe's joint at the Hollywood Improv.
Tammy Joe.
You know what I don't like? Like I don't like when comedians, and these are like the older comedians, they'll be like, "How much it pay?" And they be acting like it's not enough. But then they'll go do a spot at the Comedy Store in the OR, and I'll be like,
for $15.
Yeah, you know how much that is.
It's gonna take less than what I offered you.
Yeah,
because you know the OR is shit.
It's parking. Right.
As far as pay,
it's parking. Yeah,
the main room, that's what you want.
Yeah.
The main room on the weekend, you get a percentage of the door. But like the OR,
$50.
Yeah,
$50.
Oh, they went up.
It's $50 now.
Oh, that's nice. Now.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But still, they trying to get like, over, you know, on the independent
now you're
show.
Price.
I mean, I'll do it for free.
You know what I'm saying?
But
or you do a spot at the factory, at the Hollywood factory, you know what I'm saying? So it's like.
And for some, and I'll say it, you, like, I don't like the attitude with it when, like, you're not even who you
used to be.
Used to be.
Yeah. To have the
yesterday's price.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you come in with the I don't leave a house for less than nobody give a fuck anymore.
Right.
Like you gotta chill out, bro. Yeah. Like,
actually, technically, you're getting the same amount of money you got back then because of inflation.
So like this is not everybody, obviously, but there's some older comedians like that where it's just like they still you got this
swagger.
But I'm a vet and I've been doing this for but don't nobody care no more, bro. So
and
you
that word
in,
vet is just because you've been doing something for a very long time doesn't make you a vet. Right.
I mean, that's the technical definition, I guess.
Yeah,
I
and a lot of people don't care about that, so.
They don't care.
That is true.
Political.
Uh-huh. Hello. Hello, it's your white buddy
I
over
haven't
here.
Really run into that type of arrogance yet, though, as far as, like, cats, old school cats thinking they better than they are. But it was just one comedian in particular where I'm just like,
who was it?
I can't say. Like, it was just like, you know, I offered.
I'm going to go through.
I offered a good
flyers.
Local gig with a good local price. And it was
150?
Just like, huh?
150?
No, it was more than that.
See, oh, wow. Locally, that's
great.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you some good bread.
Yeah, that's 150. What, for 15 minutes?
No.
10?
12.
12?
Yeah, that's for local use.
I'll do it for 75, Tony.
Sprint.
So what it was, I was doing
you
Tony
want my
Baker
phone number?
Yeah. I was doing Tony Baker and Friends on the virtual tip.
Oh, yeah.
This was like, you know, we're still coming out of that.
Armor,
so
yeah.
I was like, yo, 500 for 12 minutes.
Oh, wow. Shit.
And they were just like, do I get a percentage of
what?
And I was like, no.
You get 500 for 12
they've been
minutes.
Watching too much messy videos.
Yeah, so I was just like, but then I would see you doing the Comedy Store. And it's just like, that just rubbed me wrong.
So we got to break it down. It's a Comedy Store regular.
Yeah, just gonna figure out who it is.
I think I know who it is.
Yeah, so I was just like,
were they black, white?
He's black.
He's black. Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Tony only books black comics.
That's true.
That's not
very true. That is solely true.
Extremely racist.
Have you done a show?
Have you done it?
What?
I haven't. Have you done it?
Yeah, you done Tony Baker.
Yeah,
come on, brother Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, the virtual one.
Another virtual.
I see.
One.
No.
I
virtual
know,
one.
Another virtual one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He might be only racist against Mexican Armenians.
It's
very
which
specific.
Is a very
because
I
have hair.
Which honestly, I might be too. I don't know.
And there's only that, one.
This is a new.
Yeah.
It's a new one.
Well, he's got a whole family.
There's 14 of us.
Yeah, he's got a whole family of them.
I found 14 of just like me.
All
right. Oh, for real?
You're building,
yeah.
Building a little. Close.
They're on the mailing list. You better believe it. They're on their mailing.
They're on the mailing list. They are. I'll let you guys use it.
Oh, they naming names in the chat.
Who are they naming?
I ain't gonna say them, but they put names in there.
Oh, G Thang? No, it's not G Thang. I don't really associate with G Thang, so I wouldn't even reach out to book him. Honestly,
I can't even read that. My eyes are so bad.
TV and Friends bringing the Cougars out. What? Where'd that come from? What was the relevance to the Cougars?
Maybe they meant like older comedians.
Where's the connection?
I don't.
You guys are hilarious.
People I like the Go ahead, so I'm sorry.
No, I like the, it's not that I like the call out of names, right? Mm-hmm. It's not, I'm like, who did this?
Yeah.
But it's also like the audacity of this person.
Right.
Because for somebody to be like, nah, man, I wonder if it was a more of a big brother-y new thing or like a, I guess trying to little dog you.
It could have been, it was like, for one, I get the apprehension of wanting to, because he did mention like, I don't know if I want the material out there like that.
Okay.
And I was like, I can respect that.
That, yeah.
But
that's
once
fine.
Once he dipped into
the money
issue, I was just like, no. You know what I'm saying? Because
Sure.
What I could do is, you know, everybody that bought a ticket that used your name as a promo code,
you
get a percentage of that.
Right.
That way you see, you know,
who you got, and that would have been humbling.
Then you get money on that.
If he was an older comic, that would have been humbling. Fans, right.
Yeah. That's
I'm
how.
Like, I'll take the guarantee. That's thank how. You. Yeah. Thanks so much. I'll take the guarantee.
Yeah. So it's like.
When people have that kind of attitude, but like, all right, you get what you sell.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Get what you kill.
What are you trying to say? We're a team.
Yeah. Well, how about.
And that's part of the reason too why, like, when I do Tony Vega and Friends, I don't even do a lineup. I don't even post the lineup.
It's just you.
It's just Tony Vega and Friends. Because I want the show to sit on its own.
Right.
Yeah.
No matter who's on the show, people just show up.
Yeah.
And so that way people won't get full of themselves and be like, your show wasn't nothing until you put me on the lineup. It's like, so you lose that.
And it's all the pressure's on you.
Yeah, win or lose, it's on me.
Yeah,
so you ain't got to worry about promo. You ain't got to do none of that.
And
just
it's also
up.
Cheaper too, instead of making flyers every.
Yeah, I ain't got time to be changing the flyer.
I just have one generic Jack Jr. Friends.
Man, it's just here's the poster, yo.
Yeah,
I change the poster every season.
I know when comments say, "Here's my new headshot." I'm like, man, no one wants to see that shit.
And I feel bad for some because they want that. They want that flyer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll just add themselves if necessary.
Oh, sure.
Like, in the corner. Was like, my bad. But I just use the same.
Yeah.
That'd be too much to change all the time, though.
Nah,
as long as you're universal with it, people can't really get mad.
So, this is how insane.
I early on as a comic, I would Photoshop. I would add myself to lineups all the time.
Of course. Because you want
the
flyer.
So-and-so's on this? I was like, I know I'm doing like a guest spot or whatever. Yeah. I was so excited.
You had
a
big
feature
over him.
Yeah.
I'm on the same show with Sinbad.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good
look. Oh, yeah.
I opened for
Sinbad. You got to let the people back home know about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Flyer. Yeah.
When did you stop caring, or have you stopped caring about the people back home thing?
Oh, I don't care about it at all anymore.
Yeah, when did it start? How long were you like, all right, man, I'm not giving that crap?
Honestly, I didn't care too much. The thing that I used to, my first couple years in LA, I used to have nightmares where I had to move back home and people would look at me like, we knew you'd be back. I'd have nightmares.
Hey, dog.
So that fueled
me. I feel you
100%. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I almost lived it.
I'd be in 9-to-5 jobs. I would wake up in like office in a job where like I didn't want to be in. And it would be somebody who I knew from like a job I used to work at. And like, yeah, we knew you'd be back.
Damn.
Like they're wishing that on you. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
do you
some
like
probably
performing
are.
There when you go home?
Yeah.
Yes and no. It's gotten better over the years. The first decade, I hated those shows.
Really?
Hated them.
What shows?
When I went back home to perform. For whatever reason, my draw is weakest back home.
Oh, Kansas City sucks.
Bro.
It's personal. As a city, but just ticket sales be ass.
And every comedian says this.
But over the last few years, it's gotten better and better. My buddy Dustin Kaufman, he runs the Comedy Club of Kansas City. And I've been doing there the last few years. And it's gotten better and better. I've also, I've had a lot of family stuff that's happened at shows. Like my mom has heckled comedians and stuff in the past and stuff. So like it becomes a different kind of stress level.
Your mom?
Yeah. So yeah, I had, this was a legit stand-up nightmare story was my mom was being a little rowdy in the crowd when I was on. I was like, all right. And then I was rolling with it though. I can roll with it. Like if there's hecklers or whatever, like I'm so used to riffing around it and it not being an issue.
Right.
The headliner got on. He couldn't handle it.
He
brought me back out on stage to tell my mom to shut up.
Damn.
And did you do it?
I politely said, hey, he's, you know, he's trying to do his thing. You need to quiet down. I never worked with that guy again, though.
Never worked with that guy. Who was the guy?
I'm not saying.
All right.
Like, nobody else is doing it.
He knows I never work with him again.
He's tell aware. Us off in.
Yeah.
Tell me on the side.
Yeah. But it was, he couldn't handle, she was getting more laughs than him, and he called me out.
Oh, your mom
he
was killing. Killing. Killing.
Oh, she, yeah, yeah.
Oh, she was hell killing. Yeah. Snap. Plot
yeah.
twist.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
So she wasn't just annoying. She was
killing.
Murdering.
She's up there with the on the shop.
She was like, I'll be here all week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Did the show get better after your mom quieted it down?
No, the headliner, he apologized to me off stage. He's like, hey, man, I shouldn't have done that. Like I panicked. I didn't know what to do. Mm. Like, that's my bad. And I was like, yeah.
I'm do you
like,
think
yeah.
the panic came because he knew it was your mom?
Of course.
In any other situation.
It's a bad situation because he can't say he can't exactly. properly
so do you
shut
fault him
down.
For that? Because you say you never worked with him again. Is that his fault?
I would, oh man.
You know what I mean? Like, he's trying to be respectful of you.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
your mom. He don't know what to do.
He ripped her to shreds.
Yeah.
Hey, he's actually
mom.
Here, guys. Let me go get him.
I don't know what to do.
My thing is, Jack though, Jr. I wouldn't have had any bad blood if he would have ripped into her.
People don't know that.
I wouldn't feel comfortable ripping into her.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
I might have been like, yo, Jeremiah, can I roast your mom?
Yeah, sure. That's gonna be cool.
Is that okay right now?
Hey, it's a tough situation to be in.
Especially to
have a heart, Jeremiah. What didn't your wife talk about? You got to be nicer to people, stuff like that. What did she say, tell you? You said you thought she was you were being too serious or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You
tell some emojis.
Yeah, man. Tell the guy, hey, man.
Text him right now.
I get it. You in a tough spot.
Hey, is he the type of comedian that does a lot of crowd work? Was he more?
No, he's more material driven. Oh, okay, so he did not.
Are you still friends with the guy?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we. I don't know.
Oh,
no. It's beef.
I've never seen you this angry.
No. I'm getting flustered now because now I'm being presented with like
other viewpoints.
The other viewpoint.
That's what we do as comics. We just,
but you know,
I know.
What else I heard? I heard that he knows the booker of the comedy club.
Mm. No, he doesn't. He doesn't go on the road that much anymore. So it's like
so
a
you
thing
killed
where
his
like,
dreams.
No.
He never worked again after that.
He can't work at the Comedy Club of Kansas City, clearly.
He can't work. He can't ask you about your
that
kids. You ruined his life.
That was a different club in Kansas City. He was. Yeah.
Because, like, for me, like when I deal with hecklers, unless they're complete assholes, I try to do it in a fun way.
I always try to do it in a fun way.
Yeah.
And then until it gets to a point where I'm like, what are we doing here?
Some people, then you got to rip them to shreds.
I did a show recently where I asked the crowd, I go, hey, I'm going to roll with this. Yeah. I'm not going to kick this person out, but I'm going to do a vote. I've never done this before. I go, is this person staying or going?
Right.
And the whole crowd went, boom.
Yeah, of course.
And they, boom, bounced. I was like, you guys did this. Right. I was going to keep them in here, but if you guys want them, they're like, yeah.
But the audience don't
the
like
thirsty.
Them. The audience never likes the hecklers.
Thirsty.
They're here to see this
right.
person. You won't shut your ass up.
Of
they
course.
Never. They, I've never seen somebody get kicked out and people didn't clap.
Yeah.
Never seen it. They'd be like, get out.
They believe them. We liked them.
So for those of you who think you're helping the show, no one likes you.
Yeah.
But Jeremiah's mom was helping the show, apparently.
Clearly.
She's headlining
these comments.
Sometimes they do be helping the show. Where you at, Jeremiah?
It's that dude
where
don't even talk to his own mother anymore.
Did your mom ever want to do comedy? Did she ever want to?
No.
She never wanted to hop in there?
No.
Is she funny, though?
Oh, who
you
she's
get
one of the
of
funniest.
From?
She's one of the funniest women I've
so
ever.
So you get it from her?
Yeah, but it's interesting. My mom and dad are both funny in very unique ways.
Yeah.
They're both funny people.
Yeah.
You've had stories about your mom, like, pulling pranks on your friends before, or, like, hitting on guys. You told them, like, hey, you go.
She did that with Ian Edwards.
Hilarious.
Ian roasted me for years, just as, like, you know, like, the comics. And he's, like the older class of comics that you want to impress as a young comic.
Right,
where you're like, this dude's written on everything.
Right.
He's done everything. Like, this guy's the man.
Yeah.
And he would roast me for years and years. And my mom came into town. And I go, you see that guy right there? It was like a party at the Improv. I go, he roasts me relentlessly. Can you hit on him for me? And she goes, I got you, baby. And she was like touching on him, feeling like, ooh, I've always wanted some hot chocolate. Like, she went in, and Ian's like, oh, get a hold of your mom, man. it was such a good prank.
Revenge.
Yeah.
Great,
yeah.
Dog.
You do that again?
Dumb.
He starts roasting him for no reason.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Anyway, Jeremiah, you idiot.
Yeah. Where you coming at next, Jay? Tell the people what you got.
I'm in Oxnard. I don't know. When does this one come out?
Thursday.
I'll be in Oxnard, California, headlining on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then I do stand up on spot every second Tuesday of the month in Los Angeles. Great. The world famous comedy store.
Such a fun show.
And on the road coming up in Kansas City in May.
Kansas City!
West Bend, Wisconsin, and some other places. But staying a little bit local at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Jack Jr., where can they find
you? Oh, New Pod Trailer Tales, if you're into that. Sorry.
What's it called?
Trailer Tales.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. Just started with Chelsea Lynn, who plays Trailer Trash Tammy, and our pal Libby Higgins.
Nice.
Now, your whole IG YouTube is just comedy, bro.
Yeah.
From the top down, it's wild.
It's a good time. It's
different.
It's funny,
it's
dog.
It's a vibe.
Thanks,
bro.
It's freaking entertaining as hell.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, dude.
Jack Jr.
I'm at the Irvine Improv February 21st. I'm in Fresno February 24th. And then I'm in New York City April 6th.
Ooh.
Also, I'm headlining the Netflix The Joke Festival.
Okay. Yeah.
May 10th and 11th.
Dude.
Two sold out shows. Congrats. We might add a third one.
Nice. Let's go, bro.
Mailing list.
Shit,
yeah. Wow, yeah, mailing list, baby.
Bogasco Theater. Text Jack. Jack's number is on the lower.
I'm giving out my phone. Three.
Chaz.
I got nothing. I am at the crib. Lacroix and Chaz. That's it.
You doing the hard this weekend, bro. Nah,
I got nothing lined up, man. I'm chilling. Man. Lacroix and Chaz podcast on my YouTube. That's it.
All right.
We chilling.
Kia.
I don't think I have nothing this weekend. Yeah, I don't have nothing this weekend. I'm at the house. My road gigs don't really start heavy till March. I'm in Lexington. March 1st, I'm in Lexington, Kentucky with Preacher Lawson.
Love Preacher.
And then all my dates for you guys in the city start in May. So we have plenty of time. But yeah, I'm coming to Philly, Baltimore, Chicago, like all these places. So all the East Coast places y'all said I didn't go last year, they're all, if you go to my website right now, KeonPoli.com, you'll see everywhere I'm going to be this year. And more shows are being added, probably hitting like 30 cities this year.
Oh,
so,
oh wow.
Yeah.
That's busy.
Yeah, just KeonPoli.com for everything. The hoodies, some people was asking me, like, are the Hella hoodies back? They're back. The I Don't Cares are back. If you've seen people in custom colors, that's because they hit me up and they got them when I told them to get them. So those are done, but the black ones are still up there. And
this is like Jeremiah's ball.
Check out.
You see the emoji? Yeah.
Check out BFFs on Amazon Prime. You know what I mean? Other than that, I got nothing else.
Check out Keon and Tony's sets on Stand Up on the Spot. Also, the YouTube series.
I like the comment section of your... of your show.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I never heard of this guy, but I like him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
The goal is I try to introduce like a new comic like per episode at least that they might not be familiar with, because sometimes it's like very specific like podcast fans that they might not know certain groups of comics. So like they love your show.
It's
and
a
Tony's
fun
a
show.
Favorite. He's
love
it's a fun to come
show.
Off the top he's, and just riff is just
yeah,
fun.
I love it.
Tony people said he's one of the goats of the show. Keep bringing him back.
I live for just doing comedy.
It's
like
so
that.
Fun. Yeah.
I'd be like, you goddamn right. I love it. I love it, man.
It was hella fun.
The pressure's off.
Yeah.
It's just we going where we going.
I know.
Oh, I love it. Hell yeah. I got nothing. I'm nowhere.
Nothing.
I'm nothing.
Nothing.
Tony Baker and Friends comes back to LA March 25th. But yeah, I'm literally, you know what I'm saying? Chilling. I'm tucked in. Check out Verbal Cardio. New episodes drop every Wednesday. It's hot in this room.
It's hella hot.
Yeah. So I think that's why, like, when you asked me a question, I was like my heat, like, really?
Is it hot in here or is it just me?
It's
right
hot
now?
As hell.
It always gets real hot at the end of the show.
Yeah, right? I've been hot the whole time. I've just been taking
these lights, dude.
Man. but yeah, check out Verbal Cardio. New episodes drop every Wednesday. Spread the word.
It's like hot yoga.
Also, I'll be doing a new review for the movie Argyle. That'll be dropping this week as well.
They're going to ring out his fro after the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know in the movies.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.